It's 35 minutes after 8 o'clock. You've got it on KHUM. Joining me here in the studio is Judith Rose. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And so there is going to be a fundraiser coming up on the 27th of this month, the Bayside Grange, for Glimmer of Hope Afghan School Project. Why don't you explain what that is all about?
My son went to Afghanistan in 2006-2007 as an engineer with the Navy, and he made a strong connection with the man who became his interpreter when he was working. Mm-hmm. And they established this very strong friendship. Gifts were exchanged. The family of the Afghan interpreter gave my son a gift of this beautiful clothing, a whole man's outfit, a long tunic, pants, and this beautiful vest. Also, they sent to myself and my daughter more beautiful clothing. I was given this beautiful dress with a head shawl and pants, and my daughter was given a vest and a purse that was all handmade by this family.
Nice.
And as it turns out, there are two of the sisters of the interpreter are teachers, and I started the project as a way of connecting with them and helping them out, because their son appreciated my son so much, and my son, you know, it also had a lot of respect for this man who was his interpreter.
Wonderful, wonderful. So the Glimmer of Hope Afghan School Project basically helps the schools. How does it work?
I raise money and I send it to this family, mm-hmm. To the teachers, and they buy school supplies for students. Not only the students in the school where they teach, but they will go and find the most needy children, some children who have no family, who've lost parents, you know, throughout the years in war, and they give the school supplies to those children.
Fantastic. And how long have you been doing this?
Since 2007, mm-hmm. was when I started doing it. I started out by having people just give me mm-hmm. the school supplies, and we would mail them over. Which is very expensive to do. You spend a lot of money on shipping. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole lot more to the story. I don't know how much time we have. but the Afghan interpreter, he actually lives in Canada now due to a family member of mine. I was originally from Canada, who took interest in this story and managed to get him out of Afghanistan into Canada. Reason being that the job of an interpreter, anyone working with mm-hmm. the U.S., you know, the coalition forces, is in great danger, although, you know, they're earning a decent living for an Afghan person, so he felt it was worth it because he was supporting his family on that. So I have met this man, and he's, you know, someone of such honor and integrity that I felt like, you know, I think we can just send money right to his family. Mm-hmm. And so now whenever I raise the money, I just send it Western Union. They get it in a few days. No more spending money on the shipping. They're buying pencils and paper instead
doing it right there,
with
yeah.
that money. Mm-hmm. A couple other things that make it easier for them. They get exactly what they want. You know, we would send things, you know, paper, pencils, but things like staplers, I think we sent us some pencil sharpeners. We sent some things that we were very familiar with, but when they got them, they didn't even
what's
know
that
what
thing? Yeah.
Said, what's that thing? Another thing that would happen when they would pass the school supplies that we would send over, a lot of times the kids did not want to use it. They wanted to keep it. It was a treasure to them. So now they get exactly what they know they use, the kids will use it. Also, they have a family member who has a business, and that family member gives them a discount on the supplies. So they are getting a lot more for the money.
Sounds like you figured out the right way to do it.
Yes.
Yes. All right, now let's get back to the fundraiser, which is going to be coming up on the 27th of this month, Bayside Grange. It's 7 to 10:30. Got the Bayou Swamis. You're going to be playing music.
Yes, yes, that'll be fun. There's going. We have a silent auction. We have. I've been collecting items for the silent auction for 3 months. I have some great items.
Give us some highlights if you can.
Several restaurants have given gift certificates, mm-hmm. $100, $50. Mm. A florist gave me a $100 certificate for flowers. Wow. My son happened to work for that florist when he was in high school.
Doesn't hurt.
Jewelry, you know, Haliyashi has given some jewelry. Heartbead made a pair of beautiful earrings and necklace to give to it. There's passes for health sport. There's some massage at the massage school gave us a pass.
Oh, lots of good
certificate.
Stuff there.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's it cost to get into this event?
It's a suggested donation of $10 for adults. Children under 12 are free, and it is a family-friendly event. And kids between 12 and 19, a $5 donation, mm-hmm. Although we won't turn anyone away. I'm going to have an art and letter writing corner. Because I have a packet of letters. Part of the school project is that kids have written letters, and it's been a very loose pen pal exchange in that we'll send letters over. We don't really know who gets them, and then we get letters back, and we're never sure exactly who, if the same child got the same, you know, a letter from the same child here. But I would like people to, especially kids, to come and maybe write, you know, just some simple letters, draw some simple pictures that we can send over. There's going to be Afghan food, a local caterer, Comfort of Home Catering. She's a friend of mine, and she's making the food. I'm helping her with that. We have local beer. Also, there is a woman, a friend of mine, her name is Jan West, and she was one of the last Peace Corps volunteers in Afghanistan in the early 70s. And I was trying to figure out how I'm going to decorate the hall, you know, to go with the theme. And she has an amazing collection of things that she's, you know, collected once she was in Afghanistan. So she's going to be making centerpieces out of different items for the tables. And there's clothing she'll be hanging up. And then she's just got there'll be a long table display of a lot of her items from Afghanistan.
Have you, obviously you've been doing this for several years, but have you done this kind of a fundraiser before?
No.
This is your first for this
This
one.
Is the first like this. I've done yard sales. Mm-hmm. A couple of the yard sales were in collaboration with a local school in Arcata. Those families provided a lot of the rummage and a lot of the help for that. Done like direct appeal, just send your donations and then bought school supplies and then sent those over. So this is the first time I've tried a dance. I'm mm-hmm. yard sales. We were really successful with them, but I think it was time to move on and do something else.
Try something new.
Yes. And also this is something I decided I'm going to be 60 that day, the party. So I decided I'll do this for my 60th birthday.
There you go. What a great idea. So does one get tickets at the door for this?
Or yeah, just tickets at the door.
Tickets at the door, yes. Okay. So suggest a donation of $10. Again, it's at the Bayside Grange. That's Saturday, April 27th. Starts at 7, goes till 10:30.
And I would also like to add that my son, who is one of the reasons mm-hmm. that for inspiring the project, he will also be there. He's coming
awesome.
To attend the event, and his sister's coming to attend the event. So you can come and meet him.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Well, Judith, thanks for coming in.
Okay, thank you very much for having me.
And wish you the best of luck with this.
Okay, thanks.
All right.